Well, good afternoon. You are listening to A Few Drinks In with Christine and Christina. I'm Christine.
I'm Christina.
And we are A Few Drinks In.
We are definitely A Few Drinks In. And notice how Christine said good afternoon. We are doing our favorite kind of drinking. We're day drinking.
Oh, day drinking is so sweet. It's Why so can't good. That be a job, just day drinking?
I don't know. Well, if somebody wants to hire us, they're more than welcome just for day drinking.
Yeah, just...
Must be drunk before the sun comes down.
Yes. Then you can go to bed at a normal time.
And then you get up so much earlier the next day. You get so much stuff done the day after you drink, if you day drink.
It's really the British way of doing things.
It really is.
Because they like start drinking right after work. Well, right. In our case, we could just start drinking whenever.
Yeah, when we
But
wake
then,
up.
Yeah, the pubs are done at like 10 or 11.
Pubs close at 11.
And then it's like, go to bed, you 11. Drunk bastard.
I know, man.
But then they get up and do it all again. I'm drinking vodka soda, by the way.
Uh-oh.
Full of ice.
Uh-oh. I'm drinking beer. I'm shaking it, but you can't hear anything because it's in a bottle. So, but it's a Mill Street Tank House, one of my favorites.
Woo, that's a strong drink.
Anybody wants to swallow? Yeah, I know. Well, that's because at home you're allowed to free pour.
Yes, well, that actually brings us to today's topic.
Yes.
Which is, because we've been fighting about where, fighting violently. Not really fighting, talking over drinks in the day. Where we should tape this, because I'm a big fan of taping at home. Like right now, we're in my deluxe apartment here in downtown Toronto.
Downtown Canada.
Yes, downtown. We're in the heart of downtown Canada.
Downtown Canada.
And Christina's a fan. Well, we both love our local bar, the Poorhouse.
Right.
And then we will definitely be taping from there.
We have to. Because, well, A, obviously it's stumbling distance to home, which is important when you're picking somewhere to drink. Going nearby is good. And plus, like, you know, when you're... a regular at a bar, you get treated nicely. People know your name. It's kind of like our cheers, only...
So I guess like, the overall topic today is what's better, drinking at home...
Yeah, drinking at home.
Or drinking in a bar.
Yes. And both have perks, obviously. Definitely. But both have downfalls as well. I mean, I obviously am single, so I think sometimes it's funner to go to a bar.
I don't know why you're obviously single.
So oh, no, I know.
And they can hear it in your voice.
I know.
You holding back the tears. I'm obviously single. Obviously, to who?
Oh, my God, I'm obviously single.
And so, I'm obviously married.
As you can hear by her.
By the amount of vodka in this glass.
So once in a while, I like to go to the bar, obviously, because what if there's a cute dude or two, or a cute bartender, or a cute busboy, whatever.
Okay, my major...
Window washer, whatever.
The major pro for drinking at home, obviously, is it's cheaper.
Cost.
Like, it's ridiculous.
It is
ridiculous.
So cheap. It's super cheap. Plus, at home, you get to watch all your favorite TV shows when you drink, like Duck Dynasty. Oh, Canadian Pickers,
this
Hillbilly
is,
Pickers,
don't
Hillbilly Handfishers.
Don't.
If it's a show that's on like 16 times in a row, that's like Christine's favorite show.
Mm-mm.
She only does marathons.
That's not my favorite shows. Those are the shows that are just, I like, I'm in the phase now where I have TV in the background.
Right, which is so right going on right like, now.
Yes.
What's this that we're watching
don't
on mute?
Don't worry about that. There's, something's on mute. It's for, if it's on the History Channel or Discovery.
OLA.
Or Annie. Or OLN, I'm watching it, but I'm not watching it. It's just on. It's different. Like, I'll watch a show that I need to pay attention. I don't need to pay attention to Moonshiners.
And to be fair, if you're at a bar, there's always TV on the background, too. There's
exactly.
Sports or a CP24, news of some sort. Sometimes, like, hipster bars put on, like, old movies, leave those in the background. There's a bar on Ossington Street, and in the background on Sundays, they put on Coronation Street.
Oh, yeah, there's a bar, like, their bar used to put on 90210 in the
oh,
background.
Oh, see, I like reruns. That.
No, but you're not watching it. It's just there for decoration.
It's still fun. Everybody likes to see Brenda and Brandon hanging out, you know?
I think one of the only problems with drinking at home, and I really think there's very few.
No, there's not. Yeah, there's no last call at home.
There's no last call. But,
that's a plus.
But in the negative...
Free Wi-Fi?
Free Wi-Fi.
Not really free. I guess I pay the bill at the end of the month.
All your stuff. You can do things in your pajamas.
Oh, I love drinking my pajamas.
I'm drinking my pajamas right now.
I'm
that's not important, though.
I got slippers on. Slippers and drinking. My favorite things.
So, yeah, there's really... The only non-thing, I think, is that the fact that I'm or someone I'm drinking with is pouring my drinks... Because they get callous and overzealous and are like, oh, here, have half a glass of vodka. So there's no smart serve at home.
That's true. There is no smart serve at
and
home.
And as you say, if there's no last call, yeah, it's, yeah.
How do you, if you're drinking at home, say if you're by yourself, when do you cut yourself off?
Well, see, the thing is, I don't usually drink by myself at home. Usually people come over.
Right.
So it's still a party atmosphere.
Right. Like right now.
Yes, this is a party
atmosphere. This is a party atmosphere. I don't know if you guys can feel it.
Me, a mic.
Did you hear that Glass Tiger song off the top? That's how we party. Christine practically owns the rights to that song because she's really good friends with Alan Frew, just so you know.
Just kidding, Alan, but we are good friends. But yeah, like that's a party right there. You're going to get that in the outside world? I don't think so. Relaxed clothing, moonshiners on mute, all the drinks you can handle, Glass Tiger. I'm telling you.
It's everything you need for your drinking experience.
I can't see why you think it would be better to, I mean, and again, we were at the poorhouse earlier today.
What about, I know.
So true. I don't know why I'm taking this strong stand, really. But like, what are the possible positives?
Well, there's things like wing specials, right? We never have wing specials at home. You never have wings, but I never come over to your house and you're never like, oh, it's 50 cent wings today, Christina. So that's a positive.
Maybe you should start doing that.
Dude, I'd probably buy them too.
I'd be like,
come over with a $5 bill. I'd be like, give me 10.
Give me 10. And I'll be like, all right.
Do you have any ranch? Let's do it.
I'm going to start running wing specials.
Oh my God, do it.
Well, the other thing is my tolerance is so high because I was living in New York. Way better than downtown Canada. Way better. That's a whole other show.
Don't worry, you guys. I like Toronto.
Gross. And there is free pour. It is free pour central, and drinks are so cheap. So you're basically getting like, I don't know, half a pint of vodka for $5, including tax.
Agreed.
And then if you tip your bar staff well, it's free shots. Like I lived in Queens. Every fourth drink was free.
Yeah, there's an unsigned bylaw in New York. I don't know why this is a thing, but yeah, every fourth drink's on the bartender.
It's called the buyback. I remember the first day it happened. It was like super powerful. I was with my friend Jen Grant. And
hi, Jen, if you're listening.
We had three drinks, and then the bartender just in front of us put a shot glass upside down and then walked away. And we were like, ooh, what does that mean?
I know what it means.
We thought there was going to be some sort of, we were going to get a shot, but we had to use a shot glass. And we were kind of startled because the bar didn't seem like the cleanest bar. And then Jen was all worried and she was like, do you think we have to use that shot glass? And I'm like, I don't know what's happening. Don't stick out. And but sure enough, all that shot glass meant was we got a free drink of whatever we drank. So then we got another, you know, half pint of vodka for free. So like,
and then once you get something for free, obviously you want to keep spending money there because they're treating you nice.
Oh yeah, well because then you tip your bar staff and you have fun. So then out of, you know.
Or you're just too drunk to be able to make it to another bar.
Well, yeah, that. Remember that time we went bar hopping in New York when you came down to visit and we only made it to one bar?
I know, we only made it to one bar. We were supposed to go on a bar crawl and then it turned into one bar.
Because once you lock in, you befriend a New York bartender, there is no bar hopping. It is just the day is over.
A good bartender will lock you down. He'll be like, these people are drinkers. Let's lock them down.
And actually at that bar, funny story, I can't remember what it's called right this second, because we're a few drinks in, but me and my friend Mary went there for a few drinks, called Wicked Willie's.
Yes! Oh,
that's
yes.
what it was called. I actually snapped because I remembered something, which
She's
is quite
snapped.
Sad.
She's in her snapping
years. So anyway, Wicked Willie's, so we went there, and yeah, you spend like $20 for like a night of drinking, which in Canada, that's like two drinks.
Or like five drinks. If you're drinking at home.
Yeah, that's true if you're drinking it. I think it's cheaper to go out and drink in New York.
I think it's cheaper to go to New York and get drunk and come home.
Than even drinking at home. So anyway, Wicked Willie's, we had a night there. Me and my friend Mary went there, and they were having a contest. And we were a few drinks in.
This is how we live our lives, by the way, a few drinks in.
Yeah, we had a good time, and then there was a fishbowl with business cards. And she was like, and I was all like, I want to win that. What is it? And she was like, oh, it's for 3 hours of free drinking for you and 20 friends.
Oh, my God.
And we were like, you know, we're both Canadian. We're like, is that even legal? Can you do that? And we're like, what do you mean free drinking? She's like, you and 20 friends come. Oh, it was 1 hour. That's what it was. Not 3 hours. That would be insane. 1 hour, completely open bar for you and 3 friends. I mean, you couldn't order like high end.
Wait, it's you and three booze. Friends now.
No, sorry.
I thought it was you I'm and 20 few, friends.
It's me.
For 3 hours. Nope. Now it's 1 hour okay. and three friends.
This is why a drunk podcast might be not the best.
This is why we've had troubles getting this podcast off the ground.
Don't
Probably
worry.
Probably when you're trying to be productive and drink, you're trying to have the best of both worlds. Like, we can do this. We could make drinking our job. This has been our dream all along. We are going to drink and be productive. And that's why it's taken us longer than it takes to make a James Cameron movie for us to get this podcast on the internet.
This is our 20th podcast.
This is our 20th. This is probably, hopefully, the first one that ever actually airs. But we don't. We are, you know, we don't want to, you know.
All right. Spoiler alert.
We are both over 25. And
I think you can safely say we're over 30.
Okay.
We're but over not 30. Over 40. Not even close. Really.
Not even close to 40.
Mid 30s.
Over 30, but just old enough to still be a little bit freaked out by the interweb.
All right, Wicked Willies, I'm ready.
Okay, Wicked Willies.
It was for me, 20 friends, 1 hour free drinking. No premium liquors, but other than that, 1 hour free drinking, 20 friends. That was the deal. So we couldn't even believe this was a real thing. Sure enough, we got a posse together. We all got weird wristbands. And the only thing was, you had to have finished your drink before ordering it up. So you couldn't order like 80 drinks.
Damn.
You had to like down your drink. But she was like on top of it. And we got this weird back room with a big booth with like leather seats. So we just sat there. And of course, it doesn't end well when you have free drinks for an hour because you're like, free drinks for an hour.
No. Pacing is, I mean, obviously, I like to drink a lot, but I always want to last. That's why sometimes, tragically, I drink light beer. Because I know light beer won't get me drunk. I could drink it all night. I'll be fine. You know, I could still tell jokes and do stand-up comedy. Unless it's Oakville, then you can't do that.
But Lori does the same thing. She'll get her Coors Lights on. Because yeah. She wants to drink, but she needs to go.
I want to go with a long mile. And I feel like that's how I'm a professional drinker that way. I know about longevity. I know to make sure I eat like every 3 hours if I'm drinking a lot. I feel like I notice the most when I'm on vacation. Because on vacation, you can basically just like wake up and start drinking.
Yeah, well, that's what I like about Tuesdays. Vegas. Yeah, that now it's like on vacation.
I know, on vacation.
I like how we're trying to pawn this off on other mysterious times.
I know, and right now it's like Sunday afternoon and we're on our third drink.
You're dreaming. Not for me. But Vegas is the best place to drink. That's my favorite.
Vegas is the best place to drink, man. And I like to gamble, so obviously I get my drinks for free.
So, yeah, that is our number one move.
Do you ever get antsy if you, like, sit down at a slot machine, but you purposely kind of sit down, but you wait for the waitress to be nearby? Because you don't want to accidentally, like, gamble and not get the free drinks. What if the waitress doesn't come around?
That's happened to me, like, at tables where I've put $100 down. Because I go very high end. $100 to start. Let's do this. And then just a series of awful hands. And either I'm waiting for a drink, which is a nightmare.
Oh, yeah.
Because then you're like, especially if you're like, I don't want to gamble anymore. And then you're like, oh, my drink will be here.
Yeah, I have to wait for my drink now. Or then you're putting more money on the table. You keep gambling. So you're waiting for the stupid, you know, $3 drink to be free.
I know. Sometimes in Vegas, I'll be like, oh, I just had a $100 vodka soda.
I know.
Because then I'm like, oh, I'll just make that one drink the expensive part, not my reckless gambling. But yeah, best thing to do in Vegas, obviously, at a bar, video poker, right at the bar.
I love video poker. Yeah, you know how I feel.
We have a lot of fights about video poker. We were in Vegas very, very recently, and Christina does this thing, which could make me insane, which is she just plays one credit. And we all know, if you're a human adult, that you have to play max bet, which is only 5 credits. Get a 25-cent machine, play max bet, and play. Christina was hitting hands like...
Deuces Wild is my game. I love Deuces Wild.
Whose game is it?
It's my game, Deuces Wild. Anyways, on that trip to Vegas, we only there for 4 days. I hit 4 deuces twice. Here's the way I feel. I feel like the machine will like the way that I'm so, you know, selfless and I'm, you know, I'm not being greedy. And I feel like that's how I always hit the big hands. It's because I'm only betting low. I'm like, what a nice girl, only doing one credit. And then I always win like all the big jackpots because the machine wants to just give me $80 and doesn't want to give me like $600.
You are putting a lot of human qualities on a machine that could give a shit.
I know, but at least you guys, I win the $80. I win something. I think the biggest one I cashed out was like 130.
It was gross. And I mean, this trip, this all, like, I just lost. I was bleeding money left, right, and center. So I can't really defend it. But at the same time.
Yeah, that max credit thing worked really good for you. You lost the maximum money.
No. Oh, God. Is it going to be?
And I won the minimum money, but at least I won. Yes.
That's lame.
And I got
know.
Some free Michelob Ultras while I was at it.
So. Whoa, she did. She rocks them. I'm all premium booze and high-end. Max bed. That's a simple thing. But anyway, I guess what else?
When you're at the bar, obviously, it's easier to feed yourself when you're drinking. Don't you agree? Like at home when you actually, if you were drinking, get up and make yourself food after like five drinks.
I guess. Well, usually, yeah.
You have a husband. He'll make food for you.
I know.
I live with myself. It's not like, you know, Kesha's going to jump out of my iPod and just start, you know, making me sleazy snacks or whatever, you know?
That's a weird want.
I know. I do love Kesha.
Yeah, I mean, I definitely a fan. Like, I mean, there is something about going to a bar, having brunch and drinks or, like, nachos and drinks.
I know. I like the casualness of the bar across the street. I've obviously gone there in my pajamas. The same way I drink here, I could wear that exact same outfit. And
I have a feeling if that bar saw us like really dressed up, they'd be like, "Who are you?"
I know, they would be.
We always go over there like full hobo mode.
I know, I like being able to go to a bar as a hobo.
And we have one special table that we sit.
And it makes us crazy. Yes. That table makes us crazy. Wait, you just compare and contrast this podcast that you're listening to right now. to one, we'll finally tape one at the crazy table. Something about that table makes us crazy. I don't know if we just get drunker or whatever, but that table is powerful.
That table is 10 drinks in. We're a few drinks in.
That's true.
That table shows up drunk. Yeah, one day I hadn't been drinking for like 40 days. Oof. We were with Jen, our other friend, Christina was there. Uh-oh. And then we just tucked it. No, don't. That's not
appropriate. That's how you tell I'm the one drinking beer.
If you don't want to listen to this podcast ever again because of that, please email me and tell me because that is unacceptable. Oh,
it's not
God.
Even that smelly.
Anyway, this crazy table. So we hadn't drank. We had all this pent-up weirdness as friends. And we just sat down, powered through drinks, had like fries, and just were screaming lunatics.
We were. We were actually scaring away other guests. Like people were moving tables. People were moving away from us. Like we were crazy people. Like,
and then we were like screaming about HPV, which none of us have, but it came up. Because somebody else called it like HMV. Hilarious. Again, we're many, many drinks in. HPV and HPV. And then these two old men like got up and switched tables. And then I just screamed at them, if I want to scream about HPV, I will. HPV! And they were obviously not as amused as we were.
Everything's amusing to those who are drunk.
Exactly.
Sometimes those sober, tender people are not that amused by the drunk people. That's what's sad. I like our bar, though, because at least, like, we go to very unpretentious pubs. Ooh. You know, we go to places, you know, that have Guinness on tap and that have Mega Touch machines and maybe a dartboard. Like, we're more into, like...
We're pubs.
We're a pub goers. Like, I don't like to go to places with, like, mixologists. Because mixologists are, like, the hipsters of bartenders. They think they're so cool, right? Because their ice cubes are better and they shake their drinks a little harder. And they're all spiffy and their little vests and shit. But you know what? Fuck that, man. Just pour my beer. I don't need your creepy little...
I could see you becoming a flair bartender. That's why I don't understand this, like,
I'm not
weird,
into it. I
angry.
Saw Cocktail, and I was never into it. I liked Elizabeth Shue in Adventures in Babysitting way better than that movie. It was weird. As a young child, I wasn't even into the bartending movies. And look at me today.
Well, what are the things that make a good bar?
I think atmosphere, good music. I think good music is important. Like, the other day I was in this bar and they played three Maroon 5 songs while I was there.
Worst bar ever.
What? Best bar ever.
Then it caught on fire.
No,
then
man.
Then they charged $12 for a vodka soda.
No, that bar was great. I almost couldn't leave because, like, the Maroon 5 kept on playing. And they weren't, like, as some bars purposely play the music. Like, say if the band is in concert that night, like if you go to I don't know, a corporate restaurant. I'm not going to say their name, but it's really close to the ACC, and but they always play all the music at the concert, so it's kind of fun to go there.
That's good. Yeah, it gets you in the
mood.
Gets
you all in the mood, right? So, I mean, I know we all saw Maroon 5 in concert a few weeks ago, and it was the best.
Can you imagine if that had actually happened? See, the thing about New York bars, because I would drink, I never drank at home in New York, but that's probably because I was never at home. Because, like, you could go to a dive bar with, like, hobos and drink, like, $3 drinks. Or you could, you know, go to the highest, classiest bar for, like, $14 cocktails. And it's all your mood, who you want to hang with, you know, what the scoop is.
Well, I feel like when you're on vacation, you have to drink. Like, people always put all this booze in their hotel room and then just drink in the room. I'm like, what a waste. Like, why don't you go out and see a city? Like, you're in a different place, go and enjoy it. I mean, I love that time we came to visit you guys in New York, and we went to your favorite local called No Partners. In Queens. And then I remember I asked the guy, I asked the owner of the bar, or I don't know if he was the owner, claiming to be the owner, probably just some guy who was behind the bar who didn't even work there, was pouring his own drinks. But I asked the guy, I was like, why is this bar called No Partners? Because it kind of makes it sound like it's for single people, or I don't know, like, no partners, right? Like, don't come here with your wife and make out with her or whatever. Who am I talking to now? I don't know. I asked that guy. I'm like, so why is this bar called No Partners? And he goes, because when we opened the bar years ago, me and my partner, we called it Partners. But then, 10 years later, the guy fucks off and leaves the business. So I put a no above the sign. And I was like, of course that's why it's called No Partners. Of course.
Oh, I missed No Partners.
It was Partners, and then he put a no above the sign because his partner left him.
You know what?
And it was No Partners.
When we're going to get Jen on here, and we're just going to talk about No Partners.
No Partners.
It's the best.
Remember I used to call you on the payphone there?
Yes, I used to have a payphone, and this is not a long time ago. And then you could get calls on the payphone, which seems shady, and I'm sure it was. And then I remember one time I went in there. There was only one. There was a men's, women, and a men and women's washroom separate, but they were all just like one stall each. And then I remember going into the ladies' washroom one time, and there was just dish soap instead of hand soap. So I don't want to say it was a dive bar, but can you imagine going to wash your hands and there was just dish soap? And you know, I was like, okay, this is what we're doing here. Christina's run off to get her beer number 2 or 18, as the case would be. My other favorite No Partner story was, because there was all TVs up behind the bar, loaded with TVs, and there was a drunk guy who was there all the time. And Jen and I were down at the other end of the bar, and we're like cocktailing or drinking. Then we hear from the bartender, hey, get that out of your mouth. Spit it out to somebody else. So, of course, we're like, hello. We turn around, and this drunk man had put a $1 bill into his mouth and started eating it. Because what had happened was he had had pizza, because they would order, like, a pizza. You could grab a slice. And so he had thought it was his pizza. He was just watching TV. He was so drunk. He grabbed the tip, put it into his mouth, and started chewing it. And there's nothing like over here, that's my fucking tip. That is your
tip.
That's
my fucking tip.
And the person tipping you thinks that dollar is a pizza and is eating it. Eating it. Consuming a dollar.
Oh my God. Maybe this podcast should just be called Adventures in Drinking with Christine and Christina. And we'll tell you all the weird bars we go to, full of the weirdest people. But good drink specials. So
drink specials make like my other favorite. Okay, the most I'm getting all emotional.
But it's drunk. It's a good bar. No Partners is
No Partners kicks ass. McCann's was the best.
I told you I love McCann's from get go. The first time I went down there, I was like, that's my kind of bar.
We go to the gym and then we just go to McCann's and have like 4 vodka sodas tall, like huge drinks. A plate of nachos, and it would be like $20. Like, it was insane.
It was like 1957. It was amazing.
It was. And, like, the nachos would be loaded with cheese.
I know. Oh, Canada's God. So cheap on cheese. Americans are so generous with cheese.
They're all cheese.
It's all cheese. Whenever, and in Canada, cheese. People are cheap with cheese. Cheese is expensive.
If anyone ever says shit about the U.S., be like, you know what? Have some nachos here in downtown Canada. Then have some nachos anywhere in America.
Yes.
Vegas, New York, even L.A., where everyone tries not to eat anything.
It will be hard for people to ever celebrate Canada Day again. I get it. Like, it's going to be tough.
Maybe I won't celebrate Canada Day.
Yeah, not until they get their
fucking... Not until they get their cheese portioning right.
I no longer love Canada until you start giving me the proper amount of cheese. How can I
truly...
Table flips over. Bonnet walks out of room.
Truly be free until there is a normal amount of cheese.
I agree, man. You know me, I'm a wannabe vegan, and the only thing that I think I have problems with is the cheese. I can give up the steak, the pork, all that stuff, but at the end of the day... Oh my God, you know how much I want to go to the store and just buy Baby Bells and eat them all day? I could.
I haven't had cheese in so long.
Oh God, I have some blue cheese in my fridge right now. It's so good. Blue cheese, spicy pepperoni, and crackers, and wine. That's what I like drinking at home. If I can have like a wine and cheese party for one.
But you can do that all the time. You're doing that later. I don't know why you're making it dramatic. Like, oh, I wish I could do that.
But that's one of those things that I like drinking at home better. Because obviously if I can't do that at... I can't go to the poorhouse and be like, can I get a glass of wine? Also, the wine markups in bars is way worse than vodka. You can get a whole bottle of wine. Let's say my favorite bottle right now is $12.95, right?
And like, does the poorhouse have this wine or a similar wine?
They definitely have a similar wine, like a California Cabernet.
So a bottle for $12.95.
Yeah, and you'd buy probably a 6-ounce glass would be like $9 at... Like, at any bar, not just the poorhouse. But, yeah, the markup for wine is insane. You basically spend, for, like, a large glass, like, an 8 or 9 ounce glass, you'd spend, like, the same price as a whole bottle if you went to the store. So it's, like, 4 times the price.
I like that math.
Thanks. Do you see how fast I am at math, you guys? A few drinks in. That doesn't stop me.
A few drinks in, and she's
just... 6 times 6 is 36. Suck it. That's how good I am.
Wow.
8 times 8, 64. 9 times 9, 81.
Yeah, but you're picking all the easy times tables.
Give me one.
Do like 7 times 8.
56.
Okay, I wouldn't have gotten that one.
Oh, yeah! See, so I'm smart sometimes. Just don't forget that for all my dumb moments.
You know what? I am terrible at math, and a lot of my girlfriends are really like good at math. Like my friend Lynn, like she'll be like, oh, that's 18%. And I'll be like, I can't even understand.
I'm great at math is because it's the only thing in life where you actually know there's only one right answer. That's why I like math. It's actually very soothing. I'm like, oh, at least I know there's no messing around. Like, that's it. There's one right. There's only one right
answer.
I don't
know. I don't have that in me.
No, like everything else in life, which is very confusing.
No,
I
have everything.
Anything.
I have everything else figured out. Math, yeah. I don't know.
I just have math figured out. And you have the other stuff figured out. Like, life, love, success, relationships. You have that stuff figured out. And I know 8 times 7.
Yeah, I got that all figured out. Life, money, love, friendship, all figured out.
And I know my times tables. So, at least we have a lot.
Can you imagine?
Between the two of us, we always...
That's why we have to travel together.
Exactly. I do the tips.
She does the tips. I handle the human interaction.
Exactly. That's how we do it. We make for a good team that way.
It's pretty powerful.
Oh my goodness. It is really good. Actually, today I did something really embarrassing. Okay. And I would never normally do this at a bar. I swear to God. But this morning I got to the bar and I just gone to the gym. So I went to the gym in my gym clothes, which I do all the time.
You went to the bar in your gym clothes.
Yeah, that I do all the time. That's not a big deal. But I ordered a green tea at a bar.
Oh, when I arrived, I saw you drinking tea.
You never go to a bar for coffee or tea. It's just rude. It is rude. And I've worked in a bar for a long time. But the only thing worse than the tea though is the hot water with lemon. Some people order hot water with lemon. And now I'm going through all the hassle of making a tea and not even selling $2.70 anymore. It's all for nothing. It's like a very diva glass of water. Can I get a hot water with lemon? I have to pour all the hot water in the little fucking little teapot and then give them a little glass and then put the lemons on the side. That's annoying.
I drink at home if I just want to have hot water.
I think the hot water with lemon people should drink at home. That's what I think.
Whoa.
Yeah.
Whoa.
Never mind about us. We can go anywhere. We can drink at home. We can drink at the bar. The hot water with lemon people, go home. Stay home. Don't leave your house. Order in.
Whoa. Oh, someone got political. Rarely does this one get fired up, but now we know. We got to like maybe make a list of like hot button issues.
Hot water with lemon is a hot button issue.
It's a hot button issue. Well, anyway, so have we determined what's better?
No, it's really not clear. I think that I think we should just agree that just drinking anywhere is good.
Yeah, I think that is the conclusion.
That's the conclusion.
I know this kind of feels like debaters' topics that have just been rejected.
Yeah.
That was disgusting.
These are topics we came up with for the debaters that will never get on the CBC. So
yeah.
You have to tune in here.
I think just drinking anywhere. But yeah, I feel like home wins. Home if you have friends who come over.
Yeah, then it's fun.
And the single, not single thing is huge.
Yeah, it's just fun.
Because I don't want to see anyone of the opposite sex, to be honest.
You just want to walk into a bar full of girls?
Well,
equally kinky.
I know. That is pretty sexual.
You want to go home and chill off to all the girls you
saw. You're the only
one. That's what we call female masturbation, just so you guys know.
Don't upset
them. Should we get
like
a little
dictionary? We're out of time. We're at our 3-minute mark.
No more chilling off. Oh, well, I was going to tell them more about chilling off.
No, no. That's going to be a whole other podcast.
That will be.
That hopefully I'll be away for.
We could talk about chilling off next week.
Oh, gross. I want people to listen to the podcast.
Oh, right. I forgot.
Like, chill off. Are you an adult woman?
Yes, that's why I chill off.
Oh, God. All right. Well, this has been a few drinks in.
We're a few drinks in.
I think basically, like this podcast and our lives, we have accomplished very little, but we've had some fun doing it.
It's been so fun being non-successful. Unsuccessful? Non-successful. Unsuccessful. It's been so much fun being a moron. That's what I'm trying to say.
See you next time.